What are the differences between all those sort of things? Mule, donkey,
well,
bro?
A mule is half horse and half jackass. They're a hybrid. They will not reproduce.
Okay.
A donkey will reproduce. They're a type of jackass. And a burro is another form of donkey. They reproduce.
Are there different words for jackass that you might use?
Well, I might say burro.
Okay.
But I'm not. To me, the small ones are the burros or the jackasses, and then of course the mules are the ones that are horse size.
Okay. What would you call a female jackass?
Jenny. Oh, Jenny.
Okay. Would you ever use the term she ass?
No.
Okay, it's maybe more of a biblical term, I guess. What about when men go off riding or women go off riding and they take a string of horses with them? What would they call? What's that called?
Pack string.
Okay. What's a pack string?
He's thinking of something else. He's probably thinking of Bermuda.
Oh.
Is that okay?
Bermuda?
Yeah. What is that?
Cavy.
Oh, I think it's several horses that you plan on using while you're gone. Perhaps.
Okay, maybe. You call it what?
Cavy.
Can I get you to say that?
Cavy.
How would you spell that?
C-A-V-E-Y, I think. Isn't it?
And that's the same thing as a remuda.
Yeah, that's it. So you take horses used on the roundup, you know, you got 8-10 guys, and they maybe got 4 or 5 horses in each of their strings, and they put them all together and take them as a cavy or the remuda. Huh. Remuda's southern and cavy is northern.
Huh. That's great to learn. What about... Would you have terms for poor quality cattle? What would you call a
lean beef?
Lean beef.
Lean beef. That's more of a modern term.
Yes.
Would you just say that's not a good cow or not?
Thin raw bone cow, probably.
What about for sheep?
Sheep? You mean the poor quality for sheep?
Yes.
Well, it should be a thin ewe or a old ewe or a gummer.
Shelly.
Shelly, what does that mean?
Means that she doesn't have any teeth and she's thin.
Just about ready to go.
Would you ever use the term Shelly with cattle?
Yeah.
No.
Listen,
oh, they do?
Cows,
oh, okay, excuse me.
Old cows, means old age. We're kind of getting kind of shelly.
Okay, you talked about, what was it, fries?
Yeah.
Calf fries or sheep fries.
Now, how do they get those?
Well, when you don't want all these calves to be bulls, because for all kinds of reasons, you don't need that many. You don't like to, maybe they aren't good quality, maybe their color's off or whatever. Mm-hmm. So yeah, castrate them, and...
Do they use other terms for castrate, or is that the only one they would use?
I think that's the only one.
Cut.
Cut, you might cut them.
Okay.
But anyway, then those testicles, you fry them.
And they call those fries?
Yes, and either sheep or cattle.
I see. Mm-hmm. Now, what would you call...
They pull them with their teeth with sheep.
Yeah, with sheep you pull them, and with cattle
you
use a knife as a rule.
With your teeth, pull them.
Okay. Oh. What about...
Don't take a deep breath. Unless you got a handful of salt.
What about... what would you call a castrated... Okay, any of these animals.
Calf steer.
Yeah, a calf is a steer, a sheep is a wether, a pig is a
barrel,
rooster is a capon.
Okay.